Hello, and welcome to VN. In this episode, I speak to Olympic silver medalist and former UFC title challenger, Sarah McMahon. We discuss her departure from Team Alpha Male, receiving a brown belt from Marcelo Garcia, and the team for her upcoming fight. VN is brought to you by C4 Energy. Go to c4energy.com and enter Full Reptile at the checkout to receive 30% off your order. For more information, go to the link below. Unfortunately, since speaking to Sarah last week, her upcoming fight with Caitlin Vieira has been canceled due to injury. We wish Sarah a speedy recovery and hope to see her back in action soon. Despite the sad news, we still had a great conversation, so stay tuned and enjoy the show.
So how's training camp going?
Oh, really good. I'm just at the point where it's like the last hard week. Yeah. So I'm exhausted. but good, you know, like it's like, you know, I was healthy the whole time. I was able to push it. So it's just that final grind that's that needs to be done and not get injured. So it's like nerve-wracking too.
There's like injury and now COVID to deal with.
I know.
Yeah. Yesterday I was over at therapy and she was telling me about how one of the athletes tested one positive for COVID and like two negative, and they were like freaking out because might not be able to go to like the Paralympics. And it was just so much extra to deal with now as an athlete if you're going to compete.
It's a lot of, it's BS too, because like some people have like no symptoms at all. So it's like, should they not be allowed to compete? I understand they could spread it and I get that, but it's just really tough because if you have two negative, you know, like there are false positives, you know, like so take away something over a possibly faulty test is tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you been training with anybody different in this camp? People around you?
Yeah. So I have, I was training at Alpha Male and then I decided to leave there. And so I basically have the training partners that we opened our own gym. We had more jiu-jitsu people. But I brought in Zach Makovsky. He's a former UFC fighter and Bellator champion. And he's a flyweight. And so when they had like that big mass cut of the flyweights, when I think they were trying to like end the division, like he was a part of that. And so he's been fighting in like other organizations, but it's like super, super tough. Like he's flying overseas a lot. And with COVID, like a lot of their stuff was like really shut down more than, you know, obviously everything was shut down besides the UFC. But he's a phenomenal training partner. He has a wrestling background, but really, really excellent guy. So he's going to be cornering me too. But in my gym too, I have a guy that fights for Bellator, Eric Sanchez, and he's a great partner. He's a weight class above me. But phenomenal fighter, so super tough training partner. And then the rest of my gym, like we have like some Muay Thai fighters, and so they'll come in and work with me and beat me up.
Not that part too much.
Well, it shows me where I need to learn, so but yeah, it's a hard learn lesson.
Wait one second, sorry, just it kind of cut off a little bit. Wait, you're still there. We go, you're back now.
Yeah, it froze. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I heard more or less what you said, but it was just kind of like the, you know, when the internet connection is bad, it's like that is a learning process, and you get to learn a lot from them.
In hard ways.
Yeah. How is the, because I just feel like it must be very, very different going from in a gym that has just so many people there all the time, and compared to now a gym where you have the freedom to choose who comes in, and it seems like you can control it better, and you just, since you're such a disciplined person, do you enjoy that more?
So I did find out, I actually am a small gym fighter. I didn't know that about myself, and I'd gone and trained, at other places. Like I'd gone up to TriStar, I've gone to AKA, like even whenever I lived like and trained in a small gym, I would still go to the, some of the bigger gyms just for like a week, just, you know, but for me, I didn't realize that, like, because fighting is such a, it's so hard on your body that, like, for me to actually get the best out of my training sessions, like trusting my partners is like a really, really big deal. And so like whenever I'm in a small gym, my, my partners really, we care about each other. We care about each other doing well. So we'll push each other, but we care about each other's well-being. You know, we don't want to knock each other out of fights. Where sometimes in the bigger gyms, I feel like, especially if you're coming in, but also like, even if you train there, I feel like they treat it like it's a fight, you know? And so they don't, they say that they're not trying to hurt each other, but they hurt each other like every other week. Like, and people have to pull out of fights and people get concussions and stuff. And I'm like, I think a small gym environment where people are looking out for me and I'm looking out for them, like that, I seem to thrive better in that kind of environment.
Yeah, absolutely. But was it, because like the gym stuff has always been such a, I guess like a cultural thing that it has become. Has it been that way? Sorry, I'm like stuttering all over my words. I'm so nervous. I'm like listening to myself like, Jesus Christ. It's like a really bad, like sort of like a first day you step on the person's feet. You're like, they're never going to call me again. Sorry. But it's like,
no.
Was it weird like leaving? Has it been like animosity? Do you feel like is there some bad blood, or was it like all right to start off and branch by yourself?
So not, it wasn't animosity on my part. Like there probably, there was a little saltiness, you know, like I didn't leave on good terms, you know, like I didn't leave on terrible terms, but I didn't leave on good terms. And so but I'm like, you know what? I'm doing my own thing now. Like, I wish you the best, good luck with your stuff and your life. And I, you know, like I'm not holding anything against anybody. I'm just, I need to do what's right for me. They need to do what's right for them. And so I'm just not, I don't know. I'm not stressed about it. So if there is any like lingering stuff, it's on part, not mine. It's kind of just like touching my part of my face.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to hide my car because I have a child, and otherwise we would not be able to talk at all.
The new quite a young one as well. No worries. Yeah,
hiding away from him.
I've seen like so many videos of like moms like in a pantry just crying, like I just want peace. I'm so sick of them. And then it's always like the child right outside like knocking on the door waiting for the mom to come out.
He just like time calls grandparents, so he'd be like, so he's like, you know, he, this would be a FaceTime call for him.
Like my closest sign language. No, it's not working out. Is there anything like in particular that that like makes it a lot harder, like during like closer to weigh in and closer to when you fight? Because like for me, for example, I feel agitated or I'll get like angry and stuff like that, and I just can't imagine like with a child this just being so much more difficult, because you feel like you just have to not back at them.
Most of the time it's not that bad, because like you feel compassionate, like they don't know what's going on, and like they still need their needs met, you know. But you, like Chad, will, he takes a little bit more, you know, so like he just see like, come on, and he'll kind of rally the kids towards him, which is hard because they go towards the mom, so like it's, you know, he just kind of like, he can see me being like, okay, because like, so I had a hard run, yesterday morning. And as soon as I got back, my son's at our mats because they have jiu-jitsu practice. And he's like, run, race. And I was like, daddy's going to race you. Like, I'm like, no kid, I'm done. I am so tired. I need to stretch. You know, so they're pretty cool. Like, I had one time, my daughter, I was cutting weight. I was pretty close to weigh-ins and she didn't want her hot dog. And so she like, it had like a hot dog with like mustard on it. And she like pushed it in my face and she's like, here, mom, you can have it. You know? And I was like, oh no. Cause I could smell it. Like at that point I would eat anything. I would have eaten a hot dog off of the ground. That was a stranger's if I could do it without gaining weight. That's willpower right there. Yeah.
Is that the thing that you struggle most with, like discipline, the food aspect of it?
No, I think that the hardest part for me is like the discipline for when I'm injured and taking the time off, the appropriate time off. I always like, I either try to come back in and get right back into it, which can lead to another injury, or like I'll be in denial. I'll be like, oh yeah, I just tweaked it a little bit, you know, or like, oh yeah, it's just a little tight, you know, but it's like, no, like you're just ignoring the fact that something's actually wrong and that you have to address it because it's either annoying exercises or stretches or, you know, even going to a doctor. But I've lived a long time in athletics, ignoring a lot of injuries, but I'm going to walk away. So I don't know. That's the hardest part for me is having the discipline to like, to not be, you know, like, nervous or neurotic or, you know, push myself too hard, be too hard on myself. That's like this, the discipline to know when taking a little time off actually is moving me ahead. And if I don't like, cause the big thing for me is I always want to be taking steps forward. And sometimes when you practice, when you shouldn't be practicing, you're taking steps back and then your nervous mind, that's like, oh, I need to be working, you know, tells you should be doing it. But that's probably the hardest one for me. I hate injuries. I've gotten no better with coping with injuries in 26 years of sports. I hate it. Oh, every time.
Especially those that take you out for a little bit, or it's just like for a little bit of time, but you didn't give it the time. So now it's a lot of time. Those are the worst.
Rib injuries like that. If you don't give it the proper amount of time, as soon as you come back and you pop it again, you start back from square one. And that's the worst.
Did you have any really major injuries that maybe you could have avoided?
I don't think so. I think that most of my injuries, like they were probably acute injuries or like even chronic injuries that like I didn't know that they were a problem until they were a problem. And I haven't like, most of them I've not made worse. They don't get better, but I haven't had like a small knee problem that blew my ACL out or anything like that. So I've been actually like, that's one of the things that has helped me do this as long as I have, is that I'm really, really lucky that I have not had a very major injury that required like a big surgery.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dan's the same. He was like, yeah, I've had like one scar and that's it. And I'm like, I've had like 11 surgeries. I'm like Frankenstein by this point. I don't even know how I'm still like standing. Yeah, it's amazing to me when like, but it's been a lot, not in fights, but like you said, like in training camp or like in training when people are swearing that they're going light on you. And then, you know, after a minute, they're almost gassed from how hard they were trying to beat you up.
Yeah.
I
now say like, I'm just not shy about it. I just say no to people. Like if a bigger guy asks me, I'm like, nope, you're too big. And I just don't even make and if they press it, they're like, oh, come on. I'm like, they're like, oh, I'll go light. I was like, you know, that's the exact same thing that every guy has said to me right before they injured me. It's amazing. Like I go really light. I said, but you can't control gravity. You can't control gravity. And if your 225 pounds comes down on my ligament, you're going to win. My ligament will lose, you know, and they can't argue with that. I'm like, nope. And even, I know it's really terrible, but if it was like a day that like, or if I shouldn't have been training or whatever, and people are like trying to kind of goad me into it, they're like, oh, why aren't you training? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's probably because I suck, because I'm lazy, because I'm a pussy, because I'm scared. So go away. Like, whatever you're trying to goad me into, it's not going to work. So, yep, you're the best. I'm the worst. Bye. Like,
what was that? Hard for you to come to that, to come to be okay with doing that? Because I mean, yeah, with like how much you've accomplished, I just, yeah,
it's also because like with wrestling, like it's a lot of times like a toughness, a physical and mental toughness contest, you know, because we can't strike people and we can't take people against the joints. And then moving into MMA, I wanted to approach it like I did my wrestling, which is, you know, like being up for whatever challenge. And, you know, like if somebody kind of challenges you, you accept it and you know, mm-hmm. But man, like it took me about a year in before I was like, this always works out bad for me because they are bigger and I'm smaller and they're experienced and I'm less experienced. And, you know, like, I'm like, I'm the one that keeps getting the short end of the stick. So then I'll be like to them, I'm like, what do you want to go with a little girl for? I was like, you can't go with boys. You want to go with a little girl? Like, even though I'm like, you know, pretty skilled or whatever, but I just kind of turned around on them.
Like, no, but that's fantastic. I honestly sometimes wish I would do more of that. I feel like a lot of my injuries have come from me being like, I don't want to say like feeling like I have something to prove, but like feeling like a little bit like that, but also like I can't, I'm in a position where I can't say no, because I'll look like I'm lazy or I'm bad or like I'm, I don't know, like scared or something.
Yeah. So that's that. I battled with the same thing, but eventually like I just was like, nope, I don't give a crap what they think, because I'm going to come in and train tomorrow and I'm going to come in and train the next day, you know, like, so if somebody bigger, I'm like, oh, you like going with younger or smaller girls? I was like, you know, I'm 135 pound girl. Like, you think you're going to get better at beating those 200 pound guys by going with me? Like, you know, so I make, they're pussing out and they're trying to dodge the other guys in the gym. Yeah. That kind of helps out.
Absolutely. I'm going to start using those.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to use your to get out of things.
Does that make it then harder to find other training partners, I guess, because then like other guys are like, they're thinking that about themselves?
For the guy to find other partners?
No, like for you to train with other, because I don't think there's going to be a lot of females that are going to be as strong or sometimes give you a challenge in a certain area. So like if you go with a guy, then after telling the other guy who's like a pussy or something, like they'd struggle to be like, oh, I don't want to be the guy that's going with her now.
Well, no. Like guys my size, they get it, because other small guys in the gym, they know exactly what I'm talking about. They're like, yeah, they don't want to go with bigger people. I'm like, because I say like in jiu-jitsu, they're all like, oh, weight doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. Why we have weight classes, because absolutely matters. You know, I said, that's also why we separate by gender. It matters, you know? So I was like, the little guys in my gym, the ones that compete at like 135 and 125 and stuff, they're like, they kind of think it's funny, you know, cause I call it out, because as a guy, it's harder for them to say no. But for me, I'm like, I don't know. I'm also like older too. So like, I can just be a little bit more controversial. It's like,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm just like, no. Why the hell would I want to go with you? Like,
did you have to
I was like, the first move I would do is kick you in the crotch. I was like, that's my first. I was like, and then as you bend over, I'm taking your eyes out. I was like, I would never fight you fair. Like, you're way bigger than me. Why in the world would I fight you fair?
No, absolutely. I feel like in the street, that's like the last thing I would do ever would be fight fair.
I was like, first I'm putting on my running shoes. And if I yeah. run, there isn't going to be a fight. Track me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't care how long I train. I know, like, anything can happen. There's no referee there. There's no rules, you know, like, I'm not fighting you. So, but I'm like, it doesn't help me to train to get better. Like, it's different. My coaches can, you know, hold mitts and then, like, kind of light spar with me, you know, while they're doing it, like, to keep your hands up and stuff like that. Like, and I trust them. Like, if you're essentially like a black belt or, you know, a crew or whatever, then, you know, you're probably pretty good and you can control yourself and I feel safe going with you. But the guys in my gym still will, like, they'll land, you know, they're not trying to, like, hurt you, but they'll land. And you need that too. You need, like, things disrupting your motion. You need to, like, feel that kind of pressure. But I never feel like, oh man, that was a hard hit. You know, I never feel like that. You know, like that, oh, I kind of saw stars a little bit. I don't think you should be doing that in practice. Yeah, and we'll go a little bit harder to the body, kick the legs pretty good, you know, like, but we're not trying to hurt each other, you know, and sometimes when a bigger guy, like, I don't believe that, like, they're trying to hurt you, but they're putting you in a dangerous position. If that makes sense. Because I've even had guys, like, going really light and just, like, slowly turn something over, but putting their weight and hips into it, it, you know, it really, like, knocked me back far. And I was like, I don't think you understand weight classes, you know, like how much littler I am than you and how much force that's generated when you put something, you know, like, put effort into something and when I do. So,
Absolutely. Does it make it easier that your husband's it's a black belt in grappling? Does it make it, like, as in access to information versus if you go a little hard, I probably don't want to talk to you till tomorrow.
When we're rolling, like, that's not a problem. We've gotten in more arguments about, like, completely stupid stuff. Like, if he's, like, helping me out while I'm rolling with somebody else, I'm like, I can't hear you. Could you speak up? You know, like, I'm like, he's like, ignore it. I was like, no, I want coaching. Like, but I don't want you to whisper to some person in the corner, like, yell at me, like, here. So stupid stuff like that. But great, because I can be like, hey, come here on the living room floor because I've been struggling with this position. And he's like, oh yeah, piece of cake, you know? And, like, he's able to resolve it right away. Like, something that's been plaguing me for, like, weeks. So that's nice. It is pretty handy having a coach on call. And we get along better than anybody that's ever, like, any partner that's ever tried to help me in a sport. Him and I get along the best. But I get, like, you know, you're saying, like, getting irritable towards I get like that when I hard spar too. If I'm really, really going hard, if I'm having a really hard session, I get, like, agitated, you know? So, like, it's harder for me to control my voice. I sound a complete bitch because I am. I frequently apologize to people afterwards, but.
Sorry, I was a bitch. You deserved it.
after one fights, because Chad had to, like, I was on my period and just the one with Abu Dhabi, it was just a lot of stuff, you know, and I made him a cake and I wrote on it, or I bought him a cake and I wrote on it, sorry, I was a cunt. I gave it to him at our gym because it was like, you know, I was very difficult to deal with. I was very low on carbs. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of stress, a lot of pressure going on there. So
yeah.
Great.
I'm sure he doesn't mind or gets it, or he's very patient. That's one thing grappling likes to teach you, is to be so patient in some moves.
I'm still waiting for that. I'm still waiting for it to be making patient, because he's the opposite. He is like super, super laid back. Like if anything happens during camp, he's just like, he just brushes it off. He's like, she's cutting weight, she won't even remember this. But you know, I'm like, what did you say? You know, like I'm a lot more crazy than him. That's crazy. I'm more crazy. It's balance. You know, we balance each other.
And congratulations. I saw you got a brown belt under Marcelo Garcia. Did you go up to New York for a belt testing, or was it?
No. So I hadn't been able to go there for a really long time. I had wanted to go there for a while, but it was while I was pregnant, I was planning the next trip. And then after I had my baby, like, and I obviously had to recover, COVID hit. So then that was another like year and a half that I couldn't go. So I was like, man, I haven't been there for like 4 years. And it was just like, I know, it was like so heartbreaking, you know, because like I wanted to go out there and train. Like they're super great training partners. And obviously Marcelo is amazing. So it was just like, I went out there because I was like, I want to go there. He watches my opponents, you know, and like gives me advice. He watches me roll. And then he just basically can see like the bird's eye view and be like, okay, these are, instead of a specific, sometimes it's specific moves, and a lot of times it's more like correcting me, like my philosophy, my approach, you know, like he really does it all. So I was like, okay, I have a go out there, and then I have like 6 weeks to work on the things that he wants me to correct, or, you know, to make my jiu-jitsu better, my fight.
Has he looked at this fight coming up with Caitlin Bear? Like, he's giving you like advice and stuff?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Pretty sure you get like your husband, hey, living room now. I got to practice that thing you told me.
Yes. Yes.
Has your husband helped with building the game plan, or is that something that you see, especially because you've been in there with her? Right. And, you know, like what it feels like, how strong she is, how fast she moves, what she controls, pretty much like a really good understanding of her as a fighter. So did that make it better for you to then plan things around, or did you still have a head person that came and told you how?
No. So with Zach, like Zach is kind of acting in that role, and that he is helping with a lot of that. But basically like the areas that I need to work to improve myself are it's not new news. It's things that I've been working on, reinforcing some of those things. And then with Zach and, we've watched everybody in their own area have watched her in particular. And they all like have their game plans of what strengths of mine to use to like capitalize on her weaknesses. But one of the biggest things is the first time we fought, I didn't know she did judo. And I've wrestled a lot of judo girls, and I approach them differently. And so like that makes it's a difference in like respecting their hips. And so in the first fight, I didn't know that, and it cost me, but now I'm like, oh, this makes sense. She has a judo background. Yeah. Like I would have definitely done this. And like, I approach things differently because of that. But she was like more new to the UFC. There was like not much background information on her at all. So I didn't find this stuff out until she actually been in the UFC longer.
Yeah. Makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not that I didn't respect her. It's just that I didn't even know what I needed to respect.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And like, I just feel when you're fighting like judo people, as soon as that hip goes, you're just like, no, get away. Yeah. But it just, it's immediate, the touch, it's like touch and go. It's very nice. And I find a lot of like trickeries. I feel like with wrestling, it's a little bit more changing the, I don't know, I'm just talking to you, what I feel is in a wrestling, I might sound like a complete knobhead, but like, what I feel is like, it's a lot of like changing of angles and like different doors, and there's just so much more, like, I feel trickery to judo. It's a little bit more like a foot sweep to your younger brother or something.
That off balance. Yeah. Yes. And so it's also a little different too, because like there's some things that are better, like they have to have certain grips, especially with judo, but it's hard to hold a human the same way. So now I know, like, oh, when having her ties, getting her preferable ties, you know, that's exactly what we fought in wrestling all the time, is never letting anybody have the ties that they want and you getting the ties that you want, you know? So like, it's something that's more natural to me, because wrestling, you know, wrestling is a lot of upper body hand fighting, but yeah, it is like little foot sweeps and things like that, but you have to be in the right position for those to happen.
So did you face a lot of judokas in your wrestling career?
Yeah, I did. Especially like we did Pan Am Games. Like some of the girls in the US, like some of the best girls that I went against had a judo background, and they have a different feel. And then girls that were in South America, a lot of them had like a judo background. A lot of the Japanese girls will have judo in their like gym classes and things like that, so they're just familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. Would it be like very difficult for you to transition from wrestling to judo? Like if that makes sense?
High level. The rules they used to have, where they had like fireman's carries and they had wrestling moves within it. And now it's like a lot less of that. So it would be a little more foreign to me. But I have to go to my
wrestling. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't even realize the time. I'm so sorry. Yeah, of course. Well, right. Have fun. Thank you so much for your time. Hopefully I'll get to speak to you again. And next time I'll sound less dorky and nervous. All right. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.